Chris Sale stuff is worst case scenario, and we're going to talk with Tom Carrot of Nesson at 5 o'clock, but if the Chris Sale stuff is worst case scenario, do you think the Red Sox should just tear it down? We've talked about this being a transition year, this being a kind of 1 year off. If Sale's out and this year is punted, should they just start selling off assets like they're Michael Jackson back in the day?
No, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. We're already at the bare bones. I mean, you're not talking about getting rid of Bogarts or Devers or anything like that.
You're the one who usually wants to rip things down to the studs. I'm asking you.
The only person I'm willing to trade is Benintendi, and I've been telling you that for about a year now.
Right.
He's the only one that I'm – not that I'm crazy about getting rid of him, but I need to use him to get some more pieces in place. It's already a rebuilding process. Those are the only two guys I'm not trading, but everybody else is up for grabs, and – yeah, I'm rebuilding now. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm
looking
at.
No, but you just said you're not rebuilding. You can't. You're talking out both sides here. You just said I'm rebuilding. But then you said, the only one I want to trade is Benintendi. So which one are you doing?
No. Okay, I'm not trading Bogarts or Devers. Everybody else is open, including Benintendi. I'm trading Benintendi too. Everybody's going to be gone. I'll trade anybody except for those two guys. Maybe I said it wrong. Those are the only two guys I will not trade, and I'll dump everybody else, and I'm going to rebuild. That's what I'm going to work.
All right,
well,
you have to think about what's of value, though, if you're going to do that. I mean, would you trade E-Rod right now? Do you really believe E-Rod has another 19-20-5 record or whatever it is?
And if I can get a boatload in return, I'm going to trade him. Yes, like I said, Bogarts and Devers, the only two that I'm not going to trade, that I'm going to keep them on my team, and then everybody else is up for grabs there. Whoever wants to give me the most, and you mentioned E-Rod, if you can give me a bunch of minor leaguers, I'm going to take that chance.
I'm not convinced Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be a Cy Young candidate every year for the next 8
you
years.
Think? Yeah.
I mean, last year felt like an outlier as it was happening. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but didn't it feel that way to you? Because he just came from...
I don't think he's going
wild card of a guy to a Cy Young candidate instantly.
I don't think he's going 19-5 or whatever. No, but I do think Eduardo Rodriguez is good. That said, I'd be willing to trade him if I got a lot. Now,
I was going to say, then you truly have no pitching.
Now, E-Rod only has 2 years left of team control. He's got this year and one more. He doesn't really have a whole lot of value next offseason as a rental player, so this is the time to trade him if you were going to. You trade him at this deadline for a team who's looking to go and try to make a push for a World Series. I'm close to in the same boat as Arnie here. I'm not trading Bogarts. I'm not trading Devers. I'm also not trading Chavis. Other than that, though, I'm willing to move almost anybody whose contract is expensive or is expiring. Brandon Workman's my closer. He's a free agent after the year. Bye. He's going to go help someone's bullpen at the deadline, and it's not going to be mine. I'm going to trade Matt Barnes, whose deal is up after next year, and I'm going to get rid of him as well. And I'll work on making Darwin's and Hernandez my closer of the future if I have to. So I'll trade the bullpen pieces first. Jackie Bradley's got a year left on his deal. He'll be gone. Pilar, if he's doing well, I'll trade him too. I'm willing to trade E-Rod.
I keep Verdugo. Oh, yeah, the third one.
I keep Verdugo also.
Yeah, that's the third one.
I missed him on my list.
Okay, so there you go.
I trade Moreland, who's got 2 years left. I would trade all of these guys who are older, expensive, or have expiring contracts.
The only name that surprises me from you on that list is Chavis. You seem pretty convinced that he's going to become something.
No, it's not so much that.
Is it because he's signed to 2024?
He's got an affordable contract for a long time, and I also don't know what – I think his best value is to me. If I traded him today, I don't think I'd get as much as people want to believe that you would get for him. He's got holes in his swing, and I don't know what his position is. If I was a buyer on Chavis, I'd be trying to buy low. So therefore, if I'm the Red Sox, I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm in a period of transition. I'm in a rebuilding year at this point. I'm going to let him play, and I'll see exactly what he is.
It would be very obviously diagrammed right in front of the fan base that they were rebuilding if they trade off all these assets. Do you think the Sox fan base, Red Sox Nation, as it were, would be okay with that if it's transparent? I think the key to it all is just like the Celtics did. They were very transparent about the fact that they were trading away the big three, and they were going to. Of course, they got a great deal from Brooklyn with the draft picks. But I mean, if they're transparent about it, do you think that they're willing to let this team bottom out for a year or two?
Well, that's the key.
Yeah. I was going to say, once you traded Mookie, nobody gives a damn about anybody else on this team. Other than Devers or Bogart, you couldn't care if they traded any of those guys.
Wouldn't
even make the top four at four, Brady.
I don't think Benintendi would be a real popular decision to trade.
No, Benintendi is the guy who I said, look, I won't trade Devers, Bogarts, Verdugo, or Chavis. So those four I'm keeping. Benintendi I want to keep, but if I got blown away, I'd be willing to move him also. Everybody else I'm willing to trade. Benintendi's the guy I don't want to, but I could probably be floored for giving a deal to. I trade E-Rod also, like I said, if I could find the deal. as to your point,
yeah,
fans appreciate transparency. I don't know how Boston fans will feel about it, but I know I appreciate transparency. The key, Rich, is what you said at the end of your thought. A year or two. This cannot be a Baltimore Orioles 5-year, 7-year thing. This cannot be what the Cincinnati Reds have gone through or what the Pittsburgh Pirates have gone through. This can't turn into that. If you're going to trade E-Rod, you've got to get players that are on the cusp of the majors. Look, I want to rebuild the farm system as much as anybody does. You can't trade Eduardo Rodriguez for an 18-year-old in the Dominican Summer League.